Well, bless you all again in the name of the Lord. Could be a lot of places at this time, but we're not. We're here in the house of the Lord, and we're glad to be here. So we will just sing and praise and worship Him for His goodness. Should we sing number 182, We're Together Again? Sorry, Nancy.
We're together again, just praising the Lord. We're together again, in one accord. Something good is going to happen, something good is in store. We're together again, just praising the Lord. Wherever I go, I'll praise Him. Wherever I can, I'll praise Him for His love surrounds me like the sea. I'll praise the name of Jesus, lift up the name of Jesus, for the name of Jesus lifted me. We're together again, just praising the Lord. We're together again, in one accord. Something good is going to happen, something good is in store. We're together again, just praising. Let's sing it again. We're together again, just praising the Lord. We're together again, in one accord. Something good is going to happen, something good is in store. We're together again, just praising the Lord. Wherever I go, I'll praise Him. Wherever I can, I'll praise Him for His love around me like the sea. I'll praise the name of Jesus, lift up the name of Jesus.
Amen. Should we sing number 188 in moments like these?
In moments like these, I sing out a song. I sing out a love song to Jesus. In moments like these, I lift up my hands. I lift up my hands to the Lord. In high I lift up
know, from that song, I've learned that He wants to hear that from me, and He wants to hear it from each one of you individually. And we'll just sing number 153, I'm Following Jesus, One Step at a Time.
I'm following Jesus, one step at a time. I live for the moment in His love divine. I think of tomorrow, just live for
number 197, He Gave Me Beauty for Ashes. You may be seated. We'll just, if there was any testimonies this afternoon. Any at all? No, that's all right. Just I wonder if Brother Tatu and Brother Tom would like to bring your item. And then I think Jackson's going to sing too, so. And then Shirley and Mel will sing also.
Father, thank you, Father. Father, as we come before you, Father, where every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess, Father, that he is Lord, Father. For, Father, that we come together in one accord, Father, and we give all praise and glory, Father, to our King, Father, for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Before we sing, had a sister who was just going through a lot of problems. But anyway, Jesus was in the Holy Spirit. But the beautiful thing is the Lord gives us his word. And I think the word was from 2 Corinthians 12, verse 8, 9, 10. But I'm going to go from 9. My grace is sufficient for you. For when you are weak, I am strong. Therefore, I rather glory in my family. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Lord, I come into your holy place. Stand in awe of your cleaning grace. Who am I that you should die for me? I glorify the one who died for me. Glorified, glorified. Let your name be lifted up and glorified. Let the earth tremble at your name. Let your name be lifted up and glorified. Into your hands I commit my life. Day by day as a living sacrifice. Who am I that you should die for me? I glorify the one who died for me. Glorified, glorified. Let your name be lifted up and glorified. Let the earth tremble at your name.
Glory.
and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
Yes.
We beheld His glory.
Hallelujah.
The glory of the only begotten of the Father. Full of grace and truth.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Sister Shield and Sister Mill.
Thank you, Lord.
We'll just sing one more, number 383, Some Glad Morning, and then I'll ask Brother Howard.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial throne. I'll fly away.
Fly. Glory, what a day that will be. It's reality. Do you know what? It's never happened before. This has never happened before. People get taken up in the sky. The only ones we know of is when Jesus rose from the dead and the Old Testament saints were seen walking the streets of Jerusalem. And then they all went to be with the Lord, with him, went up. And so we are looking for that glorious resurrection day. We'll all be taken to be with him. That's what I live for. That's what I long for. We don't just come to church to be churchy. We come to church to get closer to God. Amen. And to be ready to meet him in that glorious resurrection. So may we have a blessed time this afternoon as we come around his word for a few moments. And we just welcome you all here and those that are joining with us on the internet. God bless you too. It's really good to know that the main forces are out there. No, the main forces are up there, actually. And we're just looking forward to him coming to bless us and to help us. At the end of the service, I'd like the brothers to come and pray for me, that the Lord would be with me as I go out across the seas to America. The Easter meetings, the Lord will send his presence and his anointing upon me and upon the services. Most of all, that people will be touched by God. Praise the Lord. So this afternoon I just have a small message. I pray that you will be encouraged by it. I wonder if we could stand for the reading of God's word from Mark, the book of Mark, chapter 1. And beginning with verse 40. Praise the Lord. Who loves the Lord here?
Amen.
That's good. We want to make sure we're preaching to people that love Him. Makes all the difference. Mark chapter 1 verse 40. There came a leper to him, beseeching him, kneeling down to him and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus moved with compassion. Isn't that beautiful? He always has that compassion. Moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. Shall we just pray? Lord Jesus, we thank you for your wonderful word. We thank you for the works of God that you carried out, Lord. And I just pray, Lord, that you would speak to our hearts here this afternoon for a few moments. As we consider these things, we pray in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Praise God. You can be seated. I want to speak about Thou Can Makes Me Clean. Just a little thought, encouragement. It's because here we see a wonderful demonstration of the compassion of Jesus. He has compassion this afternoon. Who believes he has compassion? And he's wanting to help for everyone that comes to him. Now, I just want to point out something. Sometimes a little thing can really strike you. Just thank the Lord for speaking to hearts this morning. But this is something a little different. The leper came to Jesus. The leper came to Jesus. The leper did not wait for Jesus. He came to him. And we've had examples of that. He went seeking for Jesus because he knew that he could help him. And if you know that he can help you, you'll go seeking for the Lord too. My, what a list that is, you know, to actually start seeking him. Too many just sit waiting for God. We don't want to sit waiting for God. Come unto me, he said, all ye that are heavy labored and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. But anyone that received from God went seeking for him. The Bible says you have not because you ask not. And brother and sister, people go through carrying burdens and sicknesses from week in, week out, month in, month out, because I've never really got down to seeking him and asking him. And so we don't want to be afraid to ask him. Don't be afraid to come to him because he's willing to help. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Let's turn to St. John chapter 6, verse 37. I love this verse because it brings hope to us here and to all that are listening. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me, Jesus said, I will in no wise cast out. You'll never get the Lord casting you out. If you want him, he will not cast you out. Isn't he a wonderful Savior? Who believes he is? Hallelujah. When you come to him, he's not going to cast you out. Come unto me. He's the opportunity's open for every person to come to him. And so he came. That's what the Lord says here. He will no wise cast out. In Psalm 119 verse 2, all these things are talking about us showing initiative, us doing something about it, not just sitting back and saying, oh, one day the Lord will help me. No, you've got to ask. You have not because you ask not. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies, that's keeping his word, and that seek him with their whole heart. God wants you to seek him with your whole heart, not a casual, oh, I'll just try and see what happens. No, brother and sister, they that seek him with the whole heart. And in Luke 11:9, I told you it's going to be a short message, so I've got a few scriptures. It says, Luke 11 verse 9, and I say unto you, ask and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be open unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother and sister, we have the authority of the Lord himself. If you start asking, you start seeking, you will receive what you come for. Do you believe that? Don't doubt him. He will give it to you. You may not be a leper like this man was, but there may be some unclean things in your life. Some people have unclean things in their life they can't get rid of. You don't seem to get free of them. But have you seriously asked the Lord? Come to him. He will not cast you out. Say, Lord, I had this need. Lord, I've got this problem. It's been bothering me for months, sometimes years. There's no way that leper could have cleansed himself from leprosy. No way. And there is no way for you to be set free from some of your uncleanness. You need to God's help and intervention. And brothers and sisters, we come to him. You know, it's a really good thing to recognize we have a need. You know, you don't see a person going to the doctor. They say, come in. The doctor says to you, what are you here for? I don't know. Why are you here? I don't know. You wouldn't do that, would you? When you come to the Lord, you must know that you have a need and that he will meet that need. I believe that he meets needs. Hallelujah. So watch the... We just want to look at the leper's approach just for a moment. In verse 40 it says, and there came a leper to him, beseeching him, kneeling down to him and saying unto him, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful to come to the Lord like that? Who would like to come to the Lord like that? Amen. Do you know what? He's here now. Amen. The God is right here now. You can come to him. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He may not have a body for you to see, but his Holy Spirit is here. He reverently came kneeling down to Jesus, and the Bible says, beseeching him. This was not a casual request. Oh, Lord, bless me. Bless me today, Lord. Bless me tomorrow. It's not like that. You've got to come with a definite request before him, beseeching him. Like we would do, please. Sometimes we go just casually, oh, put me on the prayer list. No. It's got to be more than that. You've got to get down on your knees and say, Lord, I beseech thee. I beseech thee. On our knees. Beseech actually means, I looked it up, word we don't use a lot. It means to sincerely beg and ask urgently. So it's not a casual request. Maybe you've never really done much about it, but you need to ask, Lord. Lord Jesus, I really believe that you can help me, and I come to you, and are you willing to help me? The leper had the right confession. He said, Lord, if you are willing, you can help, can make me clean. That confession touched the heart of Jesus, and he is full of compassion for this man. And brother and sister, we come to the Lord and say, Lord, I really believe that you're willing to help me, and I'm coming to you now. And he's willing to help you, and he will be moved with compassion. He put forth his hand, and he'll touch you and say, be thou clean. Hallelujah. It's great to be cleaned by God. You know, brother and sister, you can try and clean yourself up. You will never do it. You'll fall flat on your face every time. I'm going to live a different life. You know, I'm going to live pull a new leaf. Forget it. You'll fall flat on your face. You've got to come to God, to a supernatural God, and say, Lord, I beseech thee, wilt thou make me clean? And when you come sincerely to him, he will have compassion on you. He will not turn you down. Anyone that comes to the Lord will not be turned down. So it's really important. We're dealing with a supernatural God. We're not dealing with just a religious form or this is the way we do it. No, it's what God has said. And we come to him believing God will meet your need. I have seen hundreds of people. I know even in my own little time I've seen hundreds of people being set free by the power of God. I tell you the truth. God knows my heart. I tell you the truth. In all manner of situations, overseas, everywhere, where God has met the needs of the people. Be thou clean. He has already overcome for us all. At Calvary, he destroyed all sins. He destroyed all uncleanness and he destroyed all sickness. As has often been said, if Jesus was standing here and you came up to him and said, Lord, can you heal me? You know what he'd say? I can't heal you. I've already healed you. He's already done it. All we have to do is accept it. Say, thank you, Lord, for making me whole. You've just got to say, Lord, I receive this now. Don't reason it. Don't try to work it out. Don't say, oh, Lord, you know, give me more faith. You've got faith. Who believes I've got faith? There's one thing you've got to do with faith is use it. Faith without works is dead, Paul says. But brothers and sisters, we've got to realize that the uncleanness and the sicknesses, the sin has been destroyed at Calvary. Hallelujah. He overcame Satan. He stripped him of all power. And we come to him believing God will meet our need. In John 17:1, shall we read? These words spake Jesus, and he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son may glorify thee, may glorify thee. Thou hast given him power over all flesh. Jesus has got power over all flesh. You know what? Including yours. He's got power over your flesh. That he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. Oh, I love that, don't you? It's really powerful, brother and sister. In 1 Peter 3 we read, For Christ also has suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened in the spirit. Hallelujah. Don't you love that? Do you know, brothers and sisters, when Jesus touches you, you don't have to tell anybody. We will know. When God touches your life, you will know. And others will know that you've been in the presence of God. They knew when they saw the fishermen, the disciples, they perceived that they had been with Jesus. And brothers and sisters, he's alive this afternoon. Who believes he's alive this afternoon? Oh, brother Pastor, do you believe this? You believe God can meet your needs? You believe he can meet your family's needs? He will do it for you, brother. You've got to ask him and give it to God. Not plan A, B, and C. It's whatever God has done. For you. Let's believe that God will bless the Phi family. And when Jesus touched him, he was made clean. You know, brothers and sisters, you've got to reach out to God. You've got to plug into God, as we said this morning. Don't go up to God and, you know, and say, oh, Lord, I have a problem. I got this, I need this, I need that, I need it. Listen, just go up to him, start worshiping. Say, Lord, I love you, I praise you, I glorify you. Enter into his courts with praise and into his presence with thanksgiving. You know, many times we come in and we're just so lazy, spiritually lazy. We drift up. Oh, maybe the preacher will lay hands on me, I'll get healed. Don't even waste your time. Just stay in your seat. Don't waste God's time. You come up and say, Lord Jesus, I know you're going to heal me. Who believes that?
Amen.
I know you're going to heal me. And God is here to do anything that you ask him for. He will not turn you down. I know he's a living God, and I've seen him do it many times. We've had people in our meetings. I had some tent meetings over in Columbia. I'll tell you what, while I was preaching, people were healed in the meeting. Who believes that?
Amen.
I've got no healing power, but God has. And the faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so we must believe what he said. It says here in Exodus 15:26. and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments. These are the Lord's commandments, his word. Give ear to them. Don't just say, oh, that's a nice scripture. Do it. It means if you do what he says to do, you are in a place of blessing from the Lord. I'll put none of these diseases upon you, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Hallelujah. No matter what your need is this afternoon, you don't even have to be prayed for, you know that? I mean, it's okay to pray for you, but brother and sister, you just reach out and say, thank you, Lord. There's your promise. You said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Hallelujah. I believe God will keep his word if we trust him and believe him. I am the Lord that healeth thee. One touch by the Holy Ghost is all it takes. And all you have to do is ask. Ask and you shall receive. You had not because you asked, not, the Bible says. But this leper man, he came to Jesus beseeching him and said, Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. Jesus put forth his hand and said, I can, be thou made whole. And he was made instantly healed. Who believes that same Jesus here this afternoon? If you will believe, nothing can hold you, nothing can be held back. You know, brother and sister, we need a good shake up from the pulpit to the pew. I really believe that. We've got to take God at his word and start believing what he said in his word. Thou canst make me clean. Inside and out, physically, spiritually, emotionally, whatever you have need of, you can be made clean. If you believe it. We don't just come to church and learn a few choruses and read a few scriptures and jump up and down. No, we believe the word of the Lord. This is the word of God. God is bound to fulfill his own word if we just say, Lord, I receive it.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Who believes him?
Amen.
I told you it's going to be short. Musicians? Brother Pessa? We're going to sing that song, I Believe God. Ask what you will and it shall be done. You've got to put your faith in action. While you're singing, God can heal you right where you are. Do you believe this? Who believes this? Amen.
Amen.
You can ask him, say, Lord, I believe that you are able to do it for me. Hallelujah. I believe God. I believe God, ask what you will and it shall be done. Trust and obey, believe it and say, I believe God, and if you want salvation now and the Holy Ghost now, just trust and obey, believe it and say, I believe. I believe God, ask what you will and it shall be done. Once and always, believe it and say, I believe God, and if you want salvation and hallelujah, all the Holy Ghost will come. Just trust and obey, believe it and say, I believe God. Want prayer, just come stand here, I'll pray for you. If you want prayer, come right away. Let me sing it again. I believe God. I believe God. Ask what you will and shall be done. Trust and obey. Believe it and say, another song there. Well, we want a revival. We want God to move in our hearts. Now, I'm glad that there's nobody needs prayer. That's great. I tell you what, brothers and sisters, I need prayer. And I want you to pray for me. I'm going away on Friday to America. I need His Holy Spirit. I need His anointing. And the Bible says they called for the elders of the church, laid hands on them, sent them out. So I believe that He will do it. We'll just ask the brothers to come forward now as we sing this again. I believe God. I believe God. Shall be done. Trust and obey. Believe it and say, I believe God. And if you want, you'll wait to God. And the Holy Ghost now. Trust and obey. Believe it and say, I believe God. Praise the Lord. So I just ask you, brothers, if you'd like to just lay hands upon. Thank you. Thank you,
Lord. Lord Jesus, we thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you that you are Lord of the highways.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Lord, you were always on the highways and the byways.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, going and finding those with need.
Yes, Lord.
Those that had a need to hear the word of life, the
yes.
word of light.
Yes, Lord.
Those that had need to be delivered and set free.
Yes, Lord.
Those that had need to be healed by the power of the Holy Ghost. And so, Jesus, we thank you so much for your call, Lord, upon Brother Howard's life.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you for his sincerity and determination.
Thank you, Father.
Follow after the footsteps of the Master.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Lord Jesus, you said, I only go where the Father tells me to go.
That's it. Amen.
I only do what the Father tells me to do.
Yes, Lord.
I only say what the Father tells me to say.
Praise you.
I pray, Lord, that it'll be
thank you,
Brother
Lord.
Howard's testimony as
yes,
he goes
Yes, Lord.
Forward.
Hallelujah.
That he will hear you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That he will see you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And, Lord, that he will feel your unction, your anointing.
Hallelujah.
So, Lord, we just bless our brother.
Thank you, Lord.
We declare, Lord, your mercy, your grace
thank
over
you.
His life. We bind
thank
him
you, Lord.
Power
yes, Lord.
That Satan would set up against him.
Hallelujah.
And destroy.
Thank you, Lord.
We bind those powers now in
Jesus' name.
Father, we speak a release.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
The covering of the blood of Christ.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Lord,
thank you, Lord.
Have safe travels.
Hallelujah.
Lord, to where you would take him.
Yes,
and
Lord.
And also when you bring him home.
Yes.
So, Lord. Father, we give you praise, glory, and thanks, O God.
Thank you,
in
Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And
amen. 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 Thank you, my brother. God bless you. Thank you, Lord. God bless you, Brother Paul. Hallelujah. God bless you. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Brother. Thank you. Thank you. Would you like to close, Lee? She touched me and all the joy that floods my soul.
One thing I want to say is that we prayed for our pastor as he's going to work over there in Kentucky. Ask him to bless the people there. But our work hasn't stopped. We still need to pray at home or privately for our extension. Howard's not going to be here, but the extension of what is here is part of the people's when they receive it. And another thing too, after what we just heard this afternoon, the moment we get out that door, Satan is going to go, oh, accept this in your life or that in your life. It's not so. Tell him where to go. The Bible says, challenge the devil and he'll flee from you. Believe that part of the word as well. So I'm just going to close in prayer and ask the Lord to be with us as we go on our way. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We do appreciate you. And of what we've heard today, it's true. Help us, Lord, to praise you, bless you, glorify you, hallelujah, all those things before we pray.
Thank you.
because we do know that you know all what we come for. There's nothing that you don't know about us already, not just past, not just today, but the future that you give us. You know where we fail. You know where we do well. You know all of these things. So we'll spend most of our time, if we will, in praising you, our Lord, our God, our King of Kings, Lord of Lords, our Creator. And you've promised in your word what you're going to do. So we thank you for this time. Be with us. Be with the folks that haven't been able to be here. Undertake for each one of us. We ask in the holy, wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless the people that listen to us on the internet and the CDs when they get them. Uplift them and encourage them too. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. You are dismissed. We meet again.
That'll be Tuesday night's prayer meeting. You can make it. Lord bless you.